As mentioned before the break, the insider is the manager of the Blue Jays, who will play St. Louis tonight at Rogers Center. A game you can hear on the Fan 590. Cito Gaston joining us. Hey, Cito, how you doing today?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right.
Well, pretty good weekend, and it was a nice win in San Diego to end the trip, Cito. I was listening to the game, and I was surprised the commentary by Alan Ashby and Jerry Howarth were pretty hard on Edwin Encarnacion about not running out a particular play. Then he gets a big three-run homer on Friday, so I figure all is good. And then Sunday, he's basically done. I mean, as far as right now goes, tell us what's gone on that you like and or don't like about Edwin Encarnacion and forced you to make this move.
Well, you know, sometimes, I'm pretty sure Jerry and certainly Ashman, they had no idea that, he has some leg problems going on right now. So I guess that's the thing about baseball is sometimes we don't share the pains that some of these guys have, and we just kind of deal with it, because if we share it all the time, then the opposition knows about it. But we just want him to go out and get his average up a little bit. He's a kid that missed most of spring training, of all of spring training, pretty much. He had hand surgery last year, and of course he started the season off here, and then we sent him back and to certainly get some work done. And and then he came back, and I mean, he's hit some home runs, but he certainly hasn't done much for average, so that's what we like for him to go back and work on.
Well, that softens things then, Cito, so you can confirm then. It wasn't a hustle question then, for certain?
No, not. Yeah, he's hurt. I mean, his legs are bothering him, so that's what that's about.
He also can get claimed by somebody else now that he's been outrighted, correct? That other team does have the opportunity to pick him up before he goes to Las Vegas now?
No, it's not one of those things. He still has an option. Believe it or not, he still has an option, and we can send him out.
Okay.
Simple as that, yeah.
All right, now coming up the other way, Jarrett Hofpower, mm-hmm. And you saw him at spring training. Tell us a little bit about what your expectations are for him right away.
Well, Hofpower had a great spring. He was just one of those kids that, of course, we had Encarnacion, and we felt like that he needed to go out and play and play third base. He can play some third. He can play some second. And he's had quite a year down in Vegas. So, hey, I'm going to put him in the lineup right away at third base and see what happens.
He's this year's Randy Ruiz?
No,
I mean, kind of a guy that's bounced around looking to get a chance.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll be in Japan next year.
Yeah. Well, you never know, do you?
Well, that's true. No. Who knows where we'll be next year. Yeah.
Exactly. But he's a kid that, as I said, swung the bat real well. And I guess you could say he's a little bit like Randy, but he doesn't have the home run power Randy has. Base hits and, plays third base decent. And runs okay. So I'm looking forward to see what he can do for us.
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, what can you tell us, Cito? Would he be considered below average or above average as a hot cornerman?
I think above average as a third baseman.
Now, Cito Gaston joining us on the Fan 590 this morning. You would think you've seen it all. I imagine you pretty well have seen it all. What about John McDonald's home run on Sunday?
Well, I tell you, that was probably... Well, in baseball, to me, you've never seen it all. And the best part of the day for me is, most of the time I'm at the ballpark from 1:30 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I can't wait till the game starts. But just for that reason is that you never know what you're going to see. And what we've seen on Sunday was really, really great for Johnny Mac. Everybody knows what he's been through for the last 2 weeks or so. And everybody on the team, we love Johnny Mac as a player, as a person, and that could not happen at a better time, to hit a home run on Father's Day, especially what he's been through for the last 2 weeks. So along with Johnny having tears, I think most of us in the dugout had tears for him and joy too. So we do know that there's someone out there looking after Johnny Mac.
Isn't it amazing, Cito, that at that moment, in a game that, the team's down 9-3, and a home run like that would be, a positive thing on most days, but would be met with some applause. But I mean, the crowd went absolutely crazy, and then your guys' reaction in the dugout, that's far from run of the mill, right?
Well, it is, and it tells you what the guys think of John McDonald and Johnny Mac. And of course, before the game, his teammates, myself, and trainers, and everyone that works in that clubhouse. We presented Johnny Mac with a jersey with his dad's name on it, and That was quite emotional too. But as stronger guy as Mac is, he certainly got up and spoke to the team, and that just about brought a lot of tears to the room too. But what a guy! I hope that when Mac's done playing this game, that he comes back in some capacity, and whether he's a coach or whether he's a front office guy, and do something in baseball, because I think he's great. He's great for the game.
Well, it was certainly one of the all-time great human moments on Sunday, and then some great moments Friday, Saturday. And Cito, the good news is my little guy Justin, he's six, and his buddy Sam, the birthday party, they went to the Jays game on Saturday, so they're big, big fans. But I had to convince them Jesse Litch was a legitimate pitcher. You know, their memory's short, right? So I'm trying to say, no, this guy, he was hoping to see Romero or Markham. Maybe had to be the best story of the weekend for you in a lot of ways, what he did on Saturday.
Well, yes, and, I just want to remind people, and of course you can remind your son, but, you know, like you said, they have short memories, and we all do sometimes, but, going down the 2008 season, A.J. And, of course, Doc pitched well, but Jesse pitched right along there with him. He was really, really, he pitched as well as they did going down the stretch, and then, of course, 2009, he came up with the bad elbow. So I'm just hoping I see him back where he was in 2008, and maybe the last outing, he's getting there. But, you know, he is just 1 year into Tommy John operation and surgery, so we are hoping that he stays healthy and gets back to his 2008 form.
It's 8:15 at the Fan 590. And Cito Gaston, manager of the Jays, the insider. Jays versus St. Louis, 7 o'clock tonight on the Fan. Brett Cecil, marvelous season. And been hearing that part of his success can be drawn from, indirectly from, a freak accident in spring training. And that when he cut his finger in his kitchen, that he kind of had to spend some time working change-up. Did you see it that way? Has that been exceptionally helpful to him?
Oh, well, that is the truth. I mean, he cut his finger cutting up some veggies at home, and when he was able to throw, he could not throw the curveball because it irritated that finger. So we just kind of went fastball change-up with him, and the young man realized that he had a change-up. And that change-up has really been a saver for him this year. I mean, along with his confidence growing. And, you know, as I say all the time, what comes first, success or confidence? And a little bit of success brings some confidence. So he's got a lot of confidence every time he goes out there. He has a great changeup going right now. His fastball is good. And he also has his curveball. So he's done a great job for us. And I'm hoping that he wins a couple more before the All-Star break and maybe has a chance to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah, who would have thought about that, a guy that wasn't in the original starting five because of the injury. And certainly, Cito, the pitching's been about all you could have hoped for so far. And what surprises me with the rest of the team is quite often, guys, you have great stats and it doesn't show in the record. You've got a record that surprised a lot of people, and I'm still, sometimes guys come up there batting 190, 210. I mean, there's a lot of guys that way. Why has it made it for so many wins?
Well, I tell you what's happened is, you said it right, that the young kids have really pitch well, and Markham back from Tommy John surgery has done a great job too, but I don't think we expected these kids to pitch as well as they did. We figured that they were going to still be learning, and they still are, but what has happened, they've kept us in a lot of ball games. As you know, the two games we won on the weekend, they were won late in the ball game, and they were won with home runs, and that's what's kept us going. When you hit 54 home runs and the month of May, that's going to keep you in a lot of ball games. That's going to win you a lot of ball games. I just hope we can come back. We haven't done that well this month, but come back next month and hit about 54 again, and then, you know, that would lead us into a great season. I believe it would put us right there and certainly in the pennant race.
Yeah, well, Cito, that leads into my next question then. I mean, we're getting to the point of the season where people get a little antsy, right? They got to know, buy or seller, mm-hmm. when the trade deadline's coming. And I'm wondering, are you far enough into the season that you have a really good grip or grasp of just exactly what your team is, or do you need a little bit more time to safely say one way or the other?
I think, you know, if you can get past the All-Star game and, you've 4 or 5 games out of first place or in the 1st of August somewhere there, I'm thinking you're more like buy, not sell.
Yeah.
So if you can stay 5 games back and within reaching and distance of the first place team or even a wild card, then I think it's time to buy. If you are not that close, then, you know, perhaps it might be time to sell.
We got Mike Eppel coming up with the money game. What about the stock market? Buy or sell? What are you doing?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, a lot of people are in that boat.
Do you guys know that?
No, a lot of people are in that.
We're hoping to be working like you are.
Cito, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week, but good luck against St. Louis. And good luck with those home games in Philadelphia, too.
Yeah, that should be interesting, but you know, I think it's the best thing to do.
All right. Take care, Cito.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
That's Cito Gaston, the Blue Jays versus St. Louis, 7 o'clock tonight on the Fan 590.